Houston.
Well, you know, in the middle of another game week, so, you know, well into preparations for Georgia State. Obviously disappointing not being able to get the win last Saturday against UCF in our home opener and conference opener. But, you know, very impressed with, you know, with UCF and just, you know, I think that we all knew good football team coming into the game. I think maybe a better team than what they had last year. And I say that because, you know, obviously everybody knows about their offense, the numbers they put up there. But I think they are improved defensively over what they were a year ago, especially in the secondary. Just a very solid football team. You know, I thought that, you know, our guys were ready to play, really felt good about our preparations coming into the game, felt good about where they were Friday night, Saturday morning, excited to play, ready to play. Came out, started the game off obviously very well. Opening drive, take it down, score, go up 7-0. You know, defense did give up a scoring drive, you know, to UCF on their opening drive as well, but then really settled down and played pretty solid for the bulk of the first half. And, you know, I've talked about it, you know, numerous interviews, just, you know, said going to the ball game, you know, got ball security is going to be big, turnovers is going to be big, but three turnovers in the first half. Defense did a great job of holding them to only a field goal off those three turnovers. But, you know, the culmination, I do think, took its toll towards the end of the half. Did not finish the half very well, giving up a couple of scores there quickly in the closing minutes of the first half. Came out, they scored on their opening drive of the second. And really, you know, we struggled to get back into the game after that. A lot of bright spots. A lot of guys playing their first game as a Pirate. A lot of guys playing their first college football game ever. So, you know, lots of positives come out of it. You know, a lot of things correct. A lot to work on. You know, still, you know, first game under our belt. It's good to finally be playing football again. So, challenging game this week. Georgia State, very, very impressive on film. You know, I've known Sean Elliott for a long time, going all the way back to when he was an assistant coach at Appalachian and I was an assistant coach at Lenoir Ryan, and our paths have crossed numerous times over the years. So knowing him and kind of his personality, when I flip on the film, you know, I see a team that looks like a team that's in, you know, the coach has been there for a while, been able to build the roster. I think they play kind of, you know, his style, very, very physical up front on the offensive line. Very physical up front, defensive line, linebackers, very aggressive defensively, you know, tall, rangy, very athletic quarterback. You know, Brad Glenn, the OC, was also an Appalachian State guy. He was at Western Carolina when I was at the Citadel. So, you know, they have the style of, you know, stand-up athletes there on offense that Brad likes. Dual threat quarterback, going to give us a lot of problems in the run game and the pass game. Coates is a very talented running back, older kid, runs with some power, has speed. I really thought that, you know, they worked Louisiana Lafayette over pretty good for about 3.5 quarters. And, you know, Lafayette broke a couple of long plays in the fourth to send it to overtime, was able to win it in overtime. But I promise you that's one that they, you know, could kick themselves, you know, feel like they let one get away right there. So, talented opponent on the road, going to be a great challenge. You know, be a great test for our squad, and I look forward to us having a good week of practice and getting ready to play on Saturday.
Hey, we'll open it up to questions for Coach Houston now.
Coach, you mentioned their dual-threat quarterback. I think he had 15 attempts in the last game. Can you kind of compare getting ready for that as opposed to UCF? And will you use Taji Hudson at all on the scout team?
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, we were talking Sunday night, and I was like, you know what he looks like? He looks like Taji in a couple of years if you played him at quarterback, you know, because of the athleticism, because of, you know, the ability to throw it and run it, and the size. So, obviously a drastically different, you know, offensive scheme than what we saw last week, different quarterback than what we saw last week. I do think that, you know, the combination of, you know, Taji and Ryan, you know, will be able to, you know, get us ready for the game. So I do feel good about our ability to give our defense a scout look. But, you know, it's a deal where he's a talented athlete, just like Tashi. So a lot of similarities.
Coach, your team seemed to be confident on Saturday. You lost some turnovers. You look like you generated more turnovers than you were given. And it looks to me like you've got a confident ball club. Talk about how little it would take for them to really begin to believe that they're going to win ball games on a weekly basis at this point.
Well, I think it's, you know, going out and, you know, you look up and it's 5.5 minutes to go in the half, and it was 13-7. You know, it was 10-7 so much in the first half. You know, if you could have had, you know, if you could have, you know, avoided those turnovers, if you could have gotten to the half like that, it would have so much for confidence going into the half. You know, when we watched the game with the players, you know, I watched it with the linebackers and Coach Harrell Sunday afternoon, and, you know, we had enough time to get to about that point before practice. And we cut it off, and I was like, you know, the last shot was the scoreboard. I said, like, what do you think? And Xavier was just like, you know, it didn't feel like we were that close, and you're a one-score game right there. So I do think getting over that confidence piece is a big factor, you know, for our older guys, for our younger guys, it's getting experience. So I just think having some positive results, you know, game in, game out, you know, series in, series out, you know, having us be able to put it together, hopefully for a win, you know, where you win a tight game and make plays down the stretch. I think all those things are critical to the development of our team.
Coach, when you did look at that film, just wondering maybe what the ratio or kind of feelings of, did you have guys in the right spots and you know, guys were there and UCF just made plays, or were there busts? You know, what was that kind of like when you watched the film and broke it down?
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of both. You know, you had the plays like Jaquan McMillan down the left sideline on number six. Great coverage. Or excuse me, it was on number one, the kid from Oklahoma. Great coverage. Jump ball. You know, Jaquan goes between the hands and has it, you know, look like you guys expecting the ball to come out. Kid makes a great catch. You know, so that's one of those things where, you know, Jaquan played it well. You know, Coach Ellis is going to give him one or two small things he could do to play it better. But that's pretty good coverage. You know, so that's a situation right there where, hey, great throw and catch. Congratulations, move on. You know, the touchdown when it's 13-7, they're going really, really fast. You know, we're not quite set. They're not set. Snap the ball. Touchdown right there where the safety gets beat. You know, our safety just, you know, he was not in the right coverage. You know, so you had a little bit of both.
Coach, given Georgia State's confusion with the COVID tests, what has your message been to your team this week, and what was your message to your team right when you guys found out that there was some confusion with those tests and it was just a false alarm?
Well, I told our team Sunday, you know, I'd gotten word Saturday night. I couldn't tell you guys yet, but, you know, I was pretty sure that was coming. And so I told our team Sunday I expected us to play the game this week. You know, that whole deal, I mean, you feel for the players. You feel for those players there that, you know, they lost a game and what they went through right there. Thank goodness they got it corrected. You know, I've got a couple of guys in that situation, and it's just you feel for them when you have, you know, it's hard enough going through this protocol and these procedures and following everything the way we do it. And then when there's hiccups and you have stuff like that happen, it just, boy, it really – It's tough mentally in those kids, and those are the ones I feel for.
Mike, I know among the projected starters against UCF, Chris Willis, it seemed like was the only one who wasn't active or didn't play, and he's back on the depth chart this week. Do you have an update with him at all? Could he play this week, or do you think he'll still be out, or any update with him?
We're hoping. So I think good chance. We'll see.
So it's going off that, the young defensive line, when you went back and reviewed the film,
yeah.
did you like their the way they competed out there?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, so many of them are playing first college snaps ever. I mean, even I called D'Angelo McKinney, a veteran, you know, he played his first defensive snaps of his career Saturday. Here's the things I liked. We had very, very few loafs. I mean, we track loafs. We have up downs for loafs on Sunday. We expect maximum effort, and we had just minimal loafs on our defensive front Saturday. That is huge, because those are the kids usually that you have some problems with, because they're big guys, you know, teach them to play hard. So I think that's a plus. I think you had guys like Xavier MacGyver. I mean, he showed that he has the physical power and presence to hold up interiorly against a very good offensive line. So I think that was positive. You know, some of the negatives, you know, just adjusting to the speed of the game, you know, adjusting to, you know, especially that tempo situation, you know, being able to execute the call at a high level. You had some issues there. I think that'll improve with every snap those players take. You know, Kareem Stinson was playing 3 technique on Thursday, and he played 5 technique on Saturday. You know, his first snaps, you know, working there came Friday afternoon in the walkthrough. So for him to go out and play 20 snaps, have one loaf, and, you know, I think that's, you know, that's positive. It's got to be positive. Anybody that has not played in the trenches there just does not understand what it takes to compete down in there. So I come out pleased with the way they played Saturday.
On the offensive side of the ball, and young guys obviously in the backfield there, do you shake anything up at all? Did Keaton Mitchell earn some extra carries, or do you kind of still just see who has the hot hand this time?
Well, I think anybody that watched the game sees that Raji Harris and Keaton Mitchell belong. Everybody understands why we've been so excited about him. I hate Raji had the long touchdown run called back with a penalty, because, you know, first college touchdown, you know, you always remember those moments. So, yeah, I think that both of them are going to be in the mix this week. I think that, you know, we'll see how practice goes this week, but you're going to see both of them on Saturday.
Coach, can you talk about Darius Penix and his situation coming into this week overall?
Yeah. Just really, you know, feel for him and his family. You know, I told him it's been a year and a week or so since my father passed. I'm 48 years old. You know, he's, you know, 21 years old. You shouldn't, you know, you hate seeing someone go through the loss of a parent like that at that age. And he's doing okay. You know, I've been in contact with him constantly. He is back here with us right now. You know, we're going to try to support him and just be there for him and just take care of him, you know, as a human being, with anything and everything that we can possibly do this week and in the weeks to come. I mean, that's the other thing is, you know, everybody, you know, kind of checks in on you when something like that happens. But 2 or 3 weeks down the road's when, you know, sometimes that sets in. But, you know, he certainly had lost a mentor of his late this summer, and then to lose his father this past weekend. He's had a rough couple of months. So, you know, we're all praying for he and his family and just trying to do everything we can to support him, you know, right now through this time.
Coach, we talked about the receivers after the game, and when you went back and watched the film, were they getting separation? Was it UCF just guarding tightly? Was it a combination of things?
Well, I mean, I think that UCF obviously had, you know, kind of a game plan for CJ coming into the game, you know, and doing some over-under stuff on him. Yeah, I'll tell you what, now 31, their nickel, he's a pretty special player. That was a very impressive performance, and the way he was able to handle Tyler in the slot right there. And I think that that's why I said I'm impressed with them defensively, because in the secondary, you know, I thought they were much improved, and I thought they did a really good job of, you know, playing our guys Saturday. You know, we did have some issues getting some separation. But Audie, you know, it's good to see him get a couple of big plays there in the passing game. Shane Calhoun, first college catch. But, you know, certainly we – you know, we struggled a little bit there getting open Saturday.
After the game, Holton kind of referenced just getting to the game. You know, you had so much doubt in the offseason, that type of thing. When you go from week 1 to week 2 now, I mean, do you think they over the weekend were able to at least breathe and, hey, I felt what a game felt like again, and you know, can kind of get rid of some of the stuff you've dealt with a little bit?
I'm sure. I mean, at least, hey, we played, you know, we played. And that's for much of the summer, we wondered if we were going to. And so to be able to, you know, go out there and be able to, you know, play a game in a stadium, you had, it had the feel of a college football game, obviously, you know, challenging opponent, but exciting to get out there and be able to play that one. And, you know, now we get ready, you know, once it starts now, that's one thing about the season. Once it starts now, it is, you know, a whirlwind, because Saturday goes straight into Sunday, Sunday goes straight into Monday, Monday straight into Tuesday. It doesn't stop. You're going to blink and we're going to be on a plane Friday afternoon heading to Atlanta. So, you know, it's, I do think that now just kind of getting into the flow and into the rhythm is important.
Are there any other questions for Coach Houston? Okay, Coach, thank you very much.